This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know Tailgate Ted?
I do, of course, yes.
He was in on the Fox 5 show I do, the pregame show yesterday, as our chef cooking things up in our tailgate segment. I don't think I've ever eaten better ribs than he made yesterday. Not even exaggerating. I literally asked him, can you come to my house and make these for me at my birthday? They were Kansas City ribs. I don't know what he did. I don't know what they were. He cooked them in water. You know how that's the new, I don't know if it's a new thing, but it's the way that everyone cooks things now is like you airtight seal and wrap something and then they cook at a certain temperature in water and then they cook perfect. He did that. That's a little bit above my pay grade. I'm just going to like cook them in a crock pot and throw them on a grill to finish them.
Right.
Ribs are great. People don't talk enough about how good ribs are.
They are one of those things that's it's going to be mad. I had a rule, by the way, before I met my wife, that I would not eat ribs or wings in front of girls.
Yes.
Simply because I'm going to make a mess of myself, and it's going to get stuck in the old facial hair, and
wow.
I'll look terrible.
I hadn't thought about this. I've really let myself go in a lot of ways because I thought the same thing, and I eat wings and ribs in front of Allison literally once a week.
Yeah, and now it's not a big deal, obviously. In fact, it's my 7th wedding anniversary today, so happy anniversary, wife.
Happy anniversary, Danny.
Thank you, pal. And now we don't care. I mean, we'll rip wings in front of them. She's like, you have something in your tooth. And I go, I know. I'll deal with it all at the end. Now it's not a problem. But back in the day, it was. The rib is a high-maintenance, high-reward food, if that makes any sense.
It is.
Like, you're going to be messy. You're going to get stuck on your shirt. But it is glorious when they're done right.
Kansas City, one of, and this has changed now because there's a couple new stadiums, but it was one of, like, 4 NFL stadiums I didn't get to go to during my time covering the Redskins on the beat, traveling city to city. And it's the biggest hole in my game. I didn't go to Gillette Stadium. For some reason, I didn't care that I missed Foxborough and the Patriots. It would have been cool to go, but the one that I regret the most is that I never saw a game in Kansas City, Redskins Chiefs, because they came to FedEx a couple times during my time on the beat. I've been to Kansas City very often. I've gone for the league championship series a couple times to follow the Royals. I've been for different events. I love Kansas City as a town. I think it's as good as it gets. And by the way, Kauffman Stadium, which is one of my favorite ballparks where the Royals play, shares a parking lot with Arrowhead Stadium, so I've seen it from the outside. But it's like going there, it's just such a tease. I just keep looking at it, and oh, there's a game Sunday. I'm flying out Saturday.
Yeah.
Never seen a Chiefs game there.
Never been to Kansas City. That is definitely not one that I think I'll end up going to unless something takes us there.
What would take you there?
Like, if somehow the Nats played the Royals in the World Series and we could go. Something like that would take me there. But otherwise, like, the wife had to go to Kansas City for work. And I was like, really? They have businesses there? I don't even know what they do.
Jerry Brewer of The Post is in KC right now. He'll join the show at 11. Tomorrow at 11, Kirk Cousins discussing the aftermath, win or loss, of tonight's Monday Night Football showdown with the best team in the league, the Chiefs. Let's go to Jason in Fairfax on G&D. What's up, Jason?
What's up, guys? Love the show.
Thank
Happy
you,
Football Monday. My quick takeaway from yesterday is, like, how competitive the NFC is going to be for playoff spots this year. Every single division has two or three solid-looking teams. I mean, our boy McVay has turned the Rams into legit contenders out in the West. Seattle's always going to be in it because of that home field advantage. And then you've got the NFC North with the Packers, with Rodgers, and then the Lions look like a real team after their win against Minnesota yesterday. And then the South, now the Saints yesterday, out of nowhere, their defense is turning around. And then, of course, you've got the NFC East with us, Philly, and Dallas. So I would feel like 10 times better if we win tonight. But if we lose tonight, I feel like our chances are going to be, like, really rocky.
Well, it's too
early.
Good
take.
Appreciate the call. I mean, 2-2 through 4 is where you need to be. It's where they're supposed to be. And it's too early to say, oh, that's a loss. It's going to keep you out of the playoffs, particularly when it's against an AFC team. But I think his call's very smart.
Yeah, so the part about they're done is not true.
Right,
but the other
part,
you look at the NFC, there's only one. There are two teams, really, that aren't going to have a snowball's chance. Well, three now. San Francisco, the Giants, and Chicago. They got nothing.
You wouldn't put the Cardinals in there, but they look like a team that's not very good.
Right.
So I would say Arizona at the end of the year is not going to be over 500.
I mean, Carolina's look bad, but they're 3-1. Like, you stockpile enough wins, you get to keep dancing.
Carolina's good. Tampa's good. Atlanta's probably close to great. The Rams are good. The Seahawks are good. So that's 5-2 divisions. The Lions are good. The Packers are good. The Vikings are good. And then in the East, the Eagles are good. We'll see if the Redskins are good. And the Cowboys might be good. So that's a lot of teams vying for 6 playoff spots, to his point. I said this before we went to our last break. I was thinking about this last night. If the Redskins beat the Chiefs, now you and I both claimed that it was ludicrous that people put Washington 7th in power rankings around the country, NFL.com, NFL Network, etc. If they beat Kansas City, the number one team in the league tonight, I'm guessing people would put the Eagles over them because the Eagles beat them in week one, although the Redskins would have a much better ledger in terms of quality of wins the last couple weeks than Philly. But name 5 teams in the NFL, hypothetically speaking. If the Redskins beat the Chiefs tonight, name 5 teams definitively better than Washington right now. Go.
You can't do it. Not definitively.
Try it.
A couple teams that I'd still put at Philadelphia because they beat them straight up.
Okay.
Right? So you'd say that's one.
I agree, but I think a lot of people don't do it that way because it was a few weeks ago.
Right.
And they'd say the Redskins have beat the Raiders and the Chiefs. The Eagles have beat the Chargers and I don't even remember, but they haven't beat good teams. The Giants, barely, at the horn, who are 0-4. I believe the Eagles have beaten 3 teams with a combined 2 wins at this point.
Yeah. So do you go, again, you could speculate. Do you go Pittsburgh? They haven't been overwhelmingly impressive. They beat a Ravens team that doesn't look particularly good this weekend.
3-1 Pittsburgh against 3-1 Redskins. Redskins better wins. 3-1 Detroit coming off of a stinker against the Vikings, or 3-1 Redskins coming off wins over the Raiders and the Chiefs? 3-1 Carolina's coming off a win over New England, maybe, but
Buffalo would have
an equal
stretch of impressive wins where they beat Denver at home, one on the road at Atlanta.
I think the Bills are suddenly one of those top 5 type teams, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Rob's in Reston on Grant and Danny. What's up, Rob?
Hey, good morning, guys. Beautiful day in the neighborhood here in D.C.
Indeed, sir.
And happy anniversary also, Danny.
Thank you, buddy.
Couple of things. I'm a Bills fan, and I'm liking what I'm seeing all of a sudden. I think you talked about him maybe earlier. I missed that part. But Tyrod Taylor seems like he's becoming an actual pro quarterback. And no one picked Buffalo to do much of anything this year. And I'm looking ahead at the next year where they've got 2 first-round picks, 2 second-round picks, 2 third-round picks. So the future is looking pretty good for those guys. And if I were a Vegas bettor and I parlayed them each week this season, they covered all 4 weeks. So just some comments from you guys on that. No, Grant, I'm a big hockey fan too, and I can't wait to hear your take on the Caps coming up.
Yeah, looking forward to start of the season. I appreciate it. A lot of people are worried about their preseason. I am less concerned. I'm going to wait till the regular year. I think the hockey preseason is just quirky and strange. What I am now concerned about very quickly is Tom Wilson, another hit yesterday.
Yeah, against the
Blues.
Coming
off of a suspension against the Blues. They could lose him for a few games early on this season. He's tied for the team leading goals in the exhibition campaign.
Am I unusual that I'm actually not even going to make any judgments through October and November? I'm going to wait until December before I decide what kind of team this is, weaknesses or otherwise.
I think a lot of people are probably going
to
do that.
You're folding in so many new parts to a group that's long established. I'm not going to rush to anything.
I just hope they get into the playoffs. I'd hate to miss out on the playoffs. I think if they get there, you got a shot, and being number one hasn't helped them a whole lot, so I don't really care where they're seated. Jerry Brewer of The Post is in KC to cover the Redskins and the Chiefs. We will get the thoughts of a very thoughtful columnist next on Grant and Danny.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.